is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good night and welcome to The Doctor Is In with me, Dr. Danutha Archer Cartwright. I'm a family medicine specialist. Welcome to the show. Hey, everybody, turn off their phones. That's perfect. Thank you for joining us on Guardian Radio, Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m. People are still wondering about the change in time, so we went from 7:30 and we are 6:30 p.m. on Tuesdays. Of course, brought to you by Medical Concierge Services for all your medical healthcare needs. We are a family medicine clinic located in Bombas Heart Center. So we have a general medicine clinic. We do NHI as well as we see private patients, insured patients, Kalina, Atlantic Medical, Bahama Health, and BAF. So you can check us out. Give us a call, 326-1521 as well. For those of you who like WhatsApp, 432-4010. You can catch us on Facebook and Instagram. If you are looking for our Instagram page, you're going to be medical_concierge_services. You can find us on Facebook. And, of course, our website, www.mcsfamilymedicine.com. So, yep, welcome to the show. And we're going to be talking about beating the heat. It's just crazy this time of year. It's really, really hot. As I was driving home today, the little meter on my car said it was 107 degrees. At least that's what it felt like. So it's hot, hot, hot. And we're used to the heat, but I think this is a different type of heat. This is a very hot summer. They're having challenges with the heat across the world. And I think it's all the private planes. I don't know. Maybe they're flying around too much, but we're having an extremely hot summer. We need to learn how to be safe with that. And then on the second half of the show, we're going to have Victor Cartwright come in. Cartwright's electrical and contracting. He's going to tell us how do we save some money on our bill, make things a little bit better. And, you know, I've been always pushing renewables and for people to kind of think about what the electricity costs are going to be in the future, seeing that we have this up and down thing going on. We're not sure what our surcharge is going to be. So we're going to do some health tips, and then we're going to go into what we need to do to just conserve energy and make things a little easier for us this summer. And so one of the first things I just want to talk about is just kind of like healthy tips for the summer, what we can do to just feel great for the season. We'll talk a little bit about some of the chronic, the acute health illnesses you can get just from the heat. And then how do we tackle that? How do we tackle that? And then finally, we're going to go into our segment about just being able to do something about the cost of what this heat is costing us, some things that we can do to home, some cheap tips, some not so cheap tips, and what we can do overall. So, of course, with all this heat, we've got to protect our skin. We have to know what to wear outdoors. So you want to wear cool clothing, of course. You want to maybe even cover a little bit more. Think about the sheiks and stuff in the deserts. They're quite covered. So you would think that you want to wear less, but you really want to protect your skin. So you want to wear cool clothing that's going to cover you. You want to wear a hat, a vibrant hat if you're going out in the sun. And it's important to know what kind of temperatures to go out in. So early in the morning is fine and later afternoon. We have a large amount of time where there is a lot of intense sunlight. They usually see 10 to 2, but we can see we've had longer days in our summer. So I would say right up until about 5:30, it's still pretty hot around here. So you do need to protect your skin. And, you should wear sunblock and you need to read the type of sunblock. You want to do an SPF over 30. It's preferably to do one that's more natural based or have oxides inside of it. So you want to look at the type of sunblock you're using as well, and you want to cover as many areas as possible. Even us people with a darker skin, we do need sunblock in this type of intensity, especially if we're going to be outside for a really long time. So you want to cover up, you want to wear appropriate clothing, you want to wear light clothing, breathable clothes, and so you want to do that. And you want to try to cover as much as possible. Luckily, a lot of us get to work indoors, so we're not always in direct heat. But if you know it, if you even walk outside, you can really feel that heat, and it's a different type of heat. And I thought I felt heat before living in Trinidad, but this is a very intense heat this summer, right? So you want to stay cool. Simple and fast ways to stay cool. You can just use simple cool towels on the forehead. You can keep a spray. My little two-year-old, he loves me to spray him with water. He just enjoys it so much. So you can make that fun for you and the kids. And you know, you wanna stay out of the heat as much as possible. You wanna soothe your feet. It may feel that it's a great time to do kind of scrubs and keep your feet in water, and not to use really like heavy base creams. You wanna get creative. If you're gonna be grilling this summer, you wanna maybe not do that in the main heat. And you also wanna look at dietary changes that you can do during the summer, like grilling vegetables and just eating a much lighter diet. We'll go into a little bit about that. You need to drink a lot of water. So usually you're doing about 8 glasses. If you're going to be outdoors, you may need, like, it leads to like heat stroke and different things if you're not staying cool during the summer. And you know, if you should really focus on drinking a lot of water. If you get tired of water, you can always flavor it. You can add berries, you can add cucumbers, you can add lemon, but you want to stay really, really hydrated in this heat because people are getting affected with it. It's a great time to try new activities. So because we have these long days, so you can do really fun things with your exercise routine, like trying a new sport. You can get the kids out there and you can make that just a part of your summer routine, you know, badminton, ping pong, walking with the family. You know, we have much later evenings so we can do that. And then you have early mornings where there's a lot of sun. So you want to pick something that you can do, and if you're family oriented, something you maybe can do with the family, and that can get everybody into their exercise routine, even during the summertime. So if you wear shades a lot, you want to upgrade your shades and make sure they have the appropriate UV and UVB protection. That's always pretty important. And when you're going to do cookouts, family gatherings, you want to plan safer ones. So you want to make sure your food is not going to be out in this type of heat. It's properly cooled. You want to time it, and you want to make sure that there's no food that's out there longer sitting in the heat for more than about 30 minutes to an hour. So you want to serve the food right away because you can get a lot of problems with foodborne illnesses in this hot weather. So that could be a lot problematic. So even putting the food on ice, that's a pretty good idea. Get a lookout for bugs and mosquitoes if you're going to be outdoors. So you want to have the correct preventative measures for that. But you want to make sure that it may be a natural-based bug spray so that you're not providing chemicals for your kids and your family. So there's other stuff that contain like lemon oil and eucalyptus that can be helpful. Those products, if you don't want to put like DET or some of the heavier chemicals on you and your family, look for natural ways of keeping the mosquitoes and the bugs away. It's a great time to add vitamin C to your skin routine. While it doesn't replace sunblock, applying vitamin C serum is often very protective from the sun's harmful rays. So it's really a natural way of just giving your skin a natural boost of protection. And it helps to fight the signs of sun damage, dark and uneven spots, and even starts to tone up your skin and give you and remove fine lines. So vitamin C, great product to add to your regimen, also to eat. And you can get a lot of that from your fruits and from different supplements. And you can use also vitamin C serum directly onto the skin. And this is really great for protection during the summertime. You want to, if you're wearing sandals a lot, you want to ensure that they are supportive of your feet because this is like flip-flop season, but you don't want to wear the really thin ones because they can do damage to your feet if you're wearing them for a really long period of time and you're constantly wearing them. And it can lead to pain across the bottom of your foot, like a fasciitis, we would call it. like an inflammation. So you want to wear ones that are going to be, you know, really supportive of your feet, or wear sneakers around the pool until you go into the water. It's also a good time to do these outdoor activities if you're not going to be in direct sun. So if you like to garden and do these things, it's a great time to go out there and start planting. If you have summer things that you like to plant, get creative with the children in terms of making your own smoothies, popsicles, those types of things. You can do that quite naturally together. So, you know, I want you guys to think about what you're doing to keep safe in the summer, what you're doing to make it interesting, and how you're staying out of the heat. What you're doing, and is the cost of electricity affecting all of this? You want to take care, you know, if you're lighter or fair skin, then, you know, you have to watch out for sunburns and those types of things. So if you have any redness or pain or swelling, you want to deal with that. And even if if you're a melanated person, you can burn if you're in the sun too long, and you want to get that looked at. So we're going to look at a couple other things. Really, this was interesting that I found that foods that are really great to eat in the summertime. And so because we're losing so much water, you really want to focus on foods that are going to keep your water content high and keep you hydrated. And some of those foods are really great to have during the summertime. Of course, our coconut water. So we have local coconuts. So it's a great time to, you know, chop open those coconuts. I'm lucky enough to have a coconut tree. So we get some coconut sometimes, and then sometimes we buy coconut water, but not really the stuff off the streets, but because sometimes they use young coconuts and it doesn't taste really good. But if you can get fresh coconut water, it's going to be really great, really delicious. It's so weird because I heard someone say that they hate coconut water the other day, and I absolutely love it. And it's great. It's great for boosting your energy. It's really great because it has a lot of essential vitamins and minerals, which can replace a lot of electrolytes. So instead of drinking Gatorade and all these things that are really not good for you unless you are like a super athlete or something like that, coconut water is a great way to replace your electrolytes. And it's a little sweeter than regular water. And so that can be a change from just drinking water all the time. Buttermilk consumption during the summer keeps the body cool and hydrated. It also reduces the chances of suffering from heat stroke. So that's a really interesting one. Mangoes, this is mango season for us. So apart from being delicious, mangoes help to boost your immunity and are excellent sources of both iron and magnesium. So we have a lot of people who are iron deficient because of anemia. So, you know, if you're looking for sources of iron, there is a natural food right here in the Bahamas that you can get off of most people's trees, and that is mangoes. Don't go too crazy, especially if you're diabetic. Watch out with the fruits. Watermelon, really great to put in drinks as well, but it's very nutritious. It has a lot of essential vitamins and minerals in there. And it's really good to put in coolers in your drinks. And if you drink alcohol, watermelon drinks are amazing. So that's a good one to keep you hydrated. Cucumber, which is rich in water content. Cucumbers are cooling and they are perfect for your salads during the summer. So it's a great way to get some of that hydration through your food. Berries are great summertime. Blueberries, raspberries, even gooseberries. We're waiting for our mulberry tree to really kind of start springing up some berries. We had a lot last year, so we're waiting again this year. And berries are really great because they are full of antioxidants, and they can be enjoyed in smoothies and snacks and in salads. So really want to get up on your berries. Lemonade is a great drink that we all love because you can make it. You don't have to put a lot of sugar in it, and you can really enjoy it. And it's really going to be low in calories. So that's why lemonade is really great in the summertime. And so those are some of the really amazing foods that you can add to your dinner, your repertoire of foods during the summer. So fruits. Exercise that boosts healthy living during the summer. Swimming, of course. It's a really great way, and you get to stay cool. So swimming is an activity that doesn't feel very strenuous, but it's really great exercise, and it's a good way to shed pounds. So you can do that, and you can go in the morning or in the evening. The water should be a lot warmer right now. I went a few months ago, it was really cold. So it should be warmer now for you to go swimming. And like I said, you want to watch out and not be inside that midday heat between 10 and 2 when you're going to be doing these outdoor activities. Hiking, we don't really do a lot of hiking here, but I'm sure parts of some islands you can do a little bit of hiking. You can always do a brisk walk. So early morning walks is a great time. The sun is up fairly early, making it safer, and go with a partner. And cycling, if you have access to a bike. And if you want to just, you know, make your local errands in your neighborhood on your bike, that's a really great way to stay fit. So a few more tips is just wearing loose clothing. We talked about the food and eating in smaller quantities, because if you eat in smaller quantities, you'll have less bloating and indigestion in the summertime. You want to wear your sunglasses and your protective eye gear. You want to avoid excessive caffeine consumption or anything that's going to really dehydrate you. Staying indoors in the afternoons, of course, avoiding fast food, deep fried and street foods. You want to drink lots and lots of water and fluids. You don't want to skip your workout, even though it's hot. You want to find different ways of doing that. And you want to keep drinks on you at all times. And, of course, consume your fresh fruit and vegetables, as we talked about. We're going to talk just briefly about what the CDC recommends. We're going to also open the phone lines, and then we'll get to the second part of our show where we talk about tips for saving money in this heat. So just some of the heat-related illnesses you want to watch out for. So the types of heat-related illnesses, the number one, of course, you've heard about it. It's going to be heat stroke. Heat stroke is the most serious heat-related illness. It occurs when the body can no longer control its temperature. The body temperature rises really fast, and the sweating mechanism is no longer effective, and the body is unable to cool down. So when heat stroke happens, the body temperature can rise as high as 106 degrees or even higher in 10 to 15 minutes. And heat stroke can cause permanent disability or death in a person if they don't receive emergency care. So what are the symptoms of that? People can be confused, they have altered mental status, slurred speech, loss of consciousness. They can just feel hot and their skin can feel dry or confused. Some people can even have a seizure with a very high body temperature, and this can be fatal and very detrimental. So you want to call 911 if you think someone has, you want to call emergency services, 919 here, I believe. And you want to stay with that person until emergency services arrives. You want to put them in a cool place, a shaded place. You want to remove maybe the outer clothing. You want to put cold water or a cool bath, wet the skin, place a cloth on them. Those types of things, and circulate the air around that person in order to make sure that they are cool. And you want to make sure that that person gets help. Heat exhaustion is if the body's response to an excessive loss of water, salt, and usually through excessive sweating. So heat exhaustion is most likely would affect older persons, the elderly, people who have high blood pressure, and those working in very hot environments. They can have headaches, nausea, dizziness, weakness, irritability, thirst, heavy sweating, elevated body temperature, and decreased urine output. So if you find that you are not producing urine as much as possible, then as much as you're used to, you want to think about your hydration status. And you may need, if it gets to a really bad point, you can end up in AME as well. We have a comment online. Good afternoon, Dr. Archer. Did you see that LeBron James' son, Bronny, had a cardiac arrest today while practicing? And last year, it was DeMar Hamilton. Yes, I actually wrote a comment on this online. And I said, I wonder, maybe I shouldn't say that online. But I said, I wonder when they're going to stop saying that this is normal with all these young, healthy men having heart problems. Yes, it does happen, but I find that, and maybe it's social media, but I find that there's a lot more because the powers that be aren't really providing the information for us to look at the numbers. We will probably have to do retrospectively in the next year or two to look at if these numbers have increased. But I would say that I'm seeing so many reports of these young people that are having these problems. And even right here in the Bahamas, we've seen a lot of people with heart attacks and strokes. we're not sure, like a cousin, a family member that we knew, a very young guy who had no health problems, he was found dead. So, you know, it really comes close to home when you know of people. I know more people who are just like having sudden death than I knew of people who were dying of like COVID at the time. But we're going off the topic a little bit. But yes, it's an interesting point. And I think people are becoming very clear and open to see what's happening. I recently posted on my Facebook about the evidence that they found about the scientists who had agreed that, and we're getting into this COVID topic again, but COVID had come from, just this mutation over time from, bats to animals and stuff. And what they did is they got the courts to give them their personal emails and correspondence. And what they found was they did think that it came possibly from a lab, and then they were just suppressing the information because it didn't come out. So crazy stuff happening in the world. We're still not talking about it the way that we should, but I think anyone who has common sense is now seeing clearly that there are some things going on. So stay safe. Heat syncope. That's another effect that you can have from the heat. So you can faint. So if you fall out, you have an episode, or you get really, really dizzy. And this usually occurs when people are standing for a very long time and they suddenly stand up or sit. Someone is sending me a text. I cannot read that on my phone because I am live. So either send it onto the live show or when I open the phone lines, please call in. I cannot... People always do that. They send me these little side texts about when I talk about these things, but put it on the show or call. Let's hear it from you. So these people can have fainting and dizziness if they have this kind of heat syncope, and you want to let them sit down, lie in a cool place, and slowly drink some water or some electrolytes. You can also get cramps from being in the heat. So if you're sweating a lot and you're doing strenuous activity, you can deplete your natural salts and moisture levels. And so that low salt can cause painful cramps, heat cramps, and may also cause symptoms of heat exhaustion. And so if you feel that, it's usually felt in the abdomen, the arms, and the legs. You want to do your first aid as needed. You want to make sure the person has something to drink and a snack to eat every 15 to 20 minutes if you're working in the hot sun and you need to replace your carbohydrates and electrolytes. And you want to avoid too much salty food, and you want to get help if you need to, especially if you have heart problems or you're on a low salt diet and if the cramps do not subside in an hour. Something online. Good evening, Dr. Archer. Good evening, everyone. This is Claudette Grant. And the heat is unbearable, so we have to be very careful out here. Yes, of course. So you want to stay indoors as much as possible, as we mentioned, between 10 and 2. And for the Bahamas, I would stretch that out to about 5 o'clock, 5:30, because the sun doesn't seem to go down very often. I was literally driving around, coming home around 2 o'clock. It was 107 degrees. So you don't want to be out there in this heat. It's one of the reasons we usually send my daughter to like multiple summer camps during the year. And one of the camps said they were doing all these activities, swimming. And I was like, no way, because kids can get heat stroke as well. They can play and play and play. And so you want to be conscious of that. And you want to have them in a secure environment where they can get something to drink as quickly as possible. So really be careful, especially with the kids. So we could talk and talk about that a lot more, but what we will do is we have a call. I'm sorry, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Good evening.
Hi, how you doing?
It's Graham.
Hey, Graham.
You know, coconut water is probably the best thing you can drink, right? For the electrolytes and yeah, et cetera.
If you're going to replace, yeah. Naturally, that is.
Yes, of course. Do we farm coconut here?
No. What do we farm here? I don't think so, right?
So we are growing more coconuts than you could ever shake a stick at, but yet we're so rich we bring in coconut water from Polynesia, other side of the world. That's crazy. Yeah. And it may not be organic. We don't know. We should be producing our own coconut water for our own people. You know, I got something to run by you. It's a question, so it's not a statement. But I have a friend that has not seen their menstrual cycle when they took the vaccine. And they're about 30, good BMI, no pre-existing non-communicable diseases. And nobody can tell them why. Now, it just could be magic out of the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
That it happened and they're the one person. But is there a study? Because BBC in 2021, I believe, said that there was a issue between the two and they were going to do more research, but it's never been done. I don't know if you
they did the research and it was there was a link. There was a link between changes in the menstrual cycle and the COVID vaccine. I can say that.
So that's very disturbing.
They even, I think, looked at it in the U.S., some of the university research teams. So that one was actually looked into, and there's definitely a link. Now, you know, they're not going to go very deep into it, but they did realize that women who had taken the vaccine not only had complaints, but had changes in their menstrual cycle.
Well, this is very horrible if it affects certain types of women. I'll leave it at that. What about the heart study? Because my nephew, 2 days after receiving a vaccine, had a huge heart issue. Now,
well, young males are at the top of that list for having cardiovascular issues post COVID vaccine, right? So that's why I can with confidence say that, you know, more should be looked at with these athletes, because what they found is it's not the really old men. It's these young men, these men who probably did not need to take the vaccine, who are having myocarditis and all of these different issues.
So just the science and just the facts, it really disturbed me that my family members, 75% of them, did not fare well after this. And they are good BMI, no pre-existing non-communicable diseases, and very young. So I'm just validating what you're talking about. And what scares me is that we had something for emergency use. It hadn't had a long-term study or test to verify it was safe. And there are no way for you to sue.
Well, I'm sure there's some way. I think what needs to happen is enough people need to make a complaint, and they probably need to make that complaint to the powers that be. And then you would then look at the laws that they put in place, which we've all, you know, we've kind of not seen all of it. But anyway, but I think people need to, Bahamians are very passive, right? So I tell everybody, if you're considering and thinking that you may have a vaccine injury, the first step is to record that and to make a complaint. Nobody really wants to make a complaint. That's how they kind of like getting away with this thing. But if enough people were to make that complaint and go to the people who told them that you need to take this, because what they're going to say to you is, yes, it was emergency and no one forced you to do it. They're saying it in the U.S., even where they had mandates. Like, we didn't really like put a gun to your head. So what are you talking about? But
as you can see, in most
of those countries, they are compensating people who got vaccine injuries.
I didn't know they were compensating.
Well, so they're quietly compensating.
They're admitting there was some issue?
I don't know if they're admitting anything, but they're quietly compensated some people in the UK. They quietly compensated some people in Canada. So they're quietly compensated people in various places quietly, you know. I don't know how many people got money out of it. I know the UK was given up to like $150,000 at one point, and then it just all went very quiet because it's very hard to now determine from an experimental medication that this was the cause of your problem a day, a week later, you know, unless you like just take it and fall out. You know, there's not a lot to really to give you a strong case, but what I'm saying is if enough people complain, enough people put that in, they would have to look at it because people are quietly suffering.
Yeah.
You know, I just had a patient come in and says, you know, Dr. Archer, I still have immense pain from the site I was vaccinated. And it goes from there and it goes up my arm and down my arm. And she's like, it's the exact same spot that I got the vaccine. And so I'm like, you need to make a formal complaint. Now, there should have been a process for us physicians to do that. I'm not aware of it. Maybe there is, but they haven't like made it clearly noted, like, hey, can you just put this out there? But I'm sure if people were going directly and making complaints, then you would see them addressing the situation.
Yeah. And so we're passive, so probably nothing will happen. But it came almost to the point where it was going to be that I either had to make a choice to move or eat. And that would have been very scary. But anyway, yes. I'm happy they told me how to put my mask on, but didn't tell me how to fix my pH level.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Graham.
Yes, experiment.
That was interesting to be there.
It was experimental, and the experiment proved a lot to us, eh?
Yeah, I think this was a learning process for us all, because I think everyone had been very comfortable in the world with just letting the powers that be kind of dictate what we do. And now we've awoken to realize that maybe there aren't such great people in the world, and we have to be concerned for our futures, for ourselves, and to relinquish that much power is problematic. I got out of it.
Have a good one.
Yes.
And we'll talk later.
All right. Thank you so much. Comment online. The money is worth it for the lifetime effects it leaves behind. What about those who pass on and will never get any justice? That is a problem. I'm not saying the money is worth it at all. But until some people get some money, I don't think that they're going to take it seriously what really happened over the last few years, right? This is a very intense experience, and some people did have problems. Some people are fine. Some people we won't know. But it's something to acknowledge out there. So we got really off track with that. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and actually kind of switch it up. I'm going to leave some of that healthy talk there, but you can call in if you want to. But we'll be right back, and we'll be back. Dr. Cartwright is going to be on with us. We're going to talk about how do we save some money, how do we make some changes for the summer, because these bills are high. I'm looking at the rates, and I hear Bahamians complaining, and the electricity bill is going up, but it's hot. So what do we do? So right back in a moment with me, Dr. D. Archer, on The Doctor's Inn in just a few minutes. Thank you.
The show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to the Doctor's Zen with me, Dr. Janotha Archer Cartwright. Thank you for joining me for another exciting show for all things health, wellness, and things that pertain to the Bahamian society. We're kind of all over. We're talking health tips for the summer, how to keep cool. We got some COVID stuff just kind of popped in there. but that, you know, there's still stuff going on with that. I think they even had some cases they were reporting lately. So we have to be vigilant and watch all this kind of stuff. But with me today, oh, before I get to that, just for you guys, you might have seen my post online. I want to shout out to the, what's it called now? Voice of Freedom? That's what the movie's called? Sound of Freedom. Oh, I don't know how I forgot that. Sound of Freedom. Watched it a few weeks ago, had posted about it and kind of like, you know, ask them to keep it going. And I see that Fusion still has it playing. So shout out to Fusion. This is not a paid or sponsorship thing, even though they should sponsor the show. But shout out to them because they kept the movie going. And I know a lot of people wanted to watch it. So Sound of Freedom, really great movie. It's talking about child trafficking in the world and letting you realize that it's not just statistic, but it's something that's happening and that you can do things about it. It's really great about a guy named Tim Ballard and how he started saving children. So it's an amazing movie. You should go and watch it, go and support it. It's doing really well. I think it's done over $100 million worldwide unexpectedly. So it's a great, great movie to watch. So I would say go check it out. They still have a showing for it during the week. So shout out to them. All right. So, okay, we've got Victor with us, experienced third phase electrician. He's really good with power and solar and alternative energy. And we're going to talk because we know that the bill is high. You know, Bahamians are talking online. They're paying a mortgage for their electricity bill. We were looking at the rates earlier. So this is going to be a hot, high consumer month for cost. And Victor, you haven't been here for a while. Welcome to the show. Come on in camera. We're sharing the spotlight here today.
Good day, good day. How you doing?
Okay. Phone's over. Come close to me.
Good day. This is Victor Cartwright. Contracting as well. We do it all in electrical field. So if you call us for electrical also in offering solar things,
generating resources, we did.
All right. Great stuff, Victor. We're going to get your numbers, but we want to talk about it. Is the bill really high and why is it high? They're not hearing you. I know, Victor. You have a soft voice. You don't like to speak up loud, but you are not on the mic. So, okay. I've learned over the years how to project. So you have to learn how to project. Okay. So, and you're okay. Talking fast. Don't forget, that's Long Island, you know. So you got to slow down for the public, and you got to talk into the mic area as much as you can. So maybe you want to get closer than me. All right, so let me break that down in case you don't understand what Victor is saying. But literally what he's saying is we've had a combination of things happen. And we're looking at the surcharge rates, and they've gone up considerably for this period. And it's going to be at its peak during June 1st to August 31st. Okay. So, but look at that, right? So, and actually goes up until November, actually, looking at this. So there's no relief until December. So during the peak months, they've actually gone up on the surcharge of what they charge you per kilowatt hour. That's how it works.
Yeah.
So if you looked at November of last year, it was about 12.5 cents per kilowatt hour. And if you look at what we're going to be paying during this part of it, for your regular consumers, you're paying about 18.5 cents. And if you're over 800 kilowatts, you're actually going to go all the way up possibly to 27.6 cents a kilowatt, which is why people can have like a doubling, because you're using more than normal and the rate is now up. That's correct.
Yeah. Loading,
loading
dose.
So you're not on. I don't know. They're not hearing you. Can you hear me, Mr. Producer? Are you hearing me? That's what I want to know. So you're hearing me and you're not hearing him. So Victor, you are the problem. So is this, he says he's still not hearing you. I don't know. We're using the same mic system. So I don't know why they're not hearing you, but that's probably why I don't hear you, right?
Okay, so they're going to pause. We won't wait for now.
All right, so for some reason, Victor, I don't know why they're not hearing you on the radio. So they're hearing us fine online. I see multiple comments that are saying that, you know, it's all good online, but for some reason it's not coming through. So producer, are you hearing me? Because I'm talking quite softly. I don't understand why. Maybe you should move this. Okay, so he says he's hearing me quite well, but you are not being heard by the masses. So Victor's talking about the various products that you can use to kind of make your house a lot more efficient and utilize technology in order to bring down the cost. Now, for a lot of people, we were trying to introduce solar into people earlier on. And I'm sure because you had one particular client, I know for sure, that kind of stalled their solar. And now they're kind of really feeling it now in terms of business, because I'm sure that as a business, you're at the mm-hmm. higher end of consumption. So he missed a really great opportunity to get that done. So it's good to do these things before the summer, because it's like when the cost is low, you use that money to kind of implement the technology so that when you're doing these summer months, you don't. Okay, so someone's asking, I don't know why you're not on the mic online, but I'll give them your numbers, or show me your numbers and I'll say them online. But someone's asking, how is this legal? How can they go up on the fuel surcharge when they feel like it? Well, I don't know if you know that, but I think it has something to do with...
Apparently, fuel is going by, and they have bottom line. Yeah. The government, BPL and the government in October 2022 established these rates. You got look at their rates on their website. They have them posted there. They just went up in June of the first of this year. And they have it until the 2024 of February, where the rates will taper off. And they just a way to bring down BPL debt and a way to save them in the end. Yeah, there's supposed to be an offset for the fuel surcharge going up.
Exactly. But
either which way.
So we have to go with these.
I don't know what's going on tonight. I think it's you, Victor. You're messing up my whole thing. So if you try to buy fuel when it's really high on the market in like summertime when you really need it, then it's going to be expensive. So we're having to deal with the rates as it fluctuates on the market rather than having like a set cap price. And what it was, it may have seemed like the cap price was high comparatively to the lowest rates. But when you compare the cost over the long run, that's where you save. So I hope I'm back on. Am I back, producer? Let me know. All right. So those are the things that are going on. So really what you want to do is you want to look at ways of lowering the amount of energy that you're using. You want to get these new technologies that are in. I'm sorry for those of you who didn't really hear. For some reason, I think it's just the tone of his voice because we're using the exact same mic system, but you can hear me and you can't hear him. And so you got to practice projection. But yeah, that's basically what's happening. So, you know, that's why you need someone to kind of come in, kind of see where you are in terms of your fuel consumption and then what can you do to make improvements on top of that and what technology, because we might as well use technology because technology is going to have to save us in some of these instances in being able to cut back on certain things, just changing out certain appliances and just knowing when to cut things on and off is going to be the thing to do. So I'm going to probably, I'm going to put the mic back to Victor so he can explain if you missed some of that. And I'm also going to just open up the phone lines if you have any questions or comments that people want to join in with us on this conversation. I just got to pull up the numbers again. So, you know, that's what we're kind of talking about. Like, how do we save money? What are you doing to be more efficient? Is this bill affecting you? Is that a problem for you or are you good? You know, are you okay with what's going on and what do we need to do? So I think as Bahamians need to just kind of be really aware of what's actually happening, because a lot of people seem kind of stunted, but they basically have it on their website what they were going to do. So 323-6232-3254-316, 325-4259. You can join in the conversation. If you have a question, you have a comment, you have something relevant, what are you doing to stay cool in the summer? And what are you doing to cut back your consumption? Those are the kind of things that we're talking about. So I'm gonna put it close to you so that you can maybe speak a little bit more into the mic, Victor, and kind of tell people about some of the technology that they can implement.
Okay, good day. The best way is to save on energy home, simple. Change out your LED bulbs to new LED bulbs. Your water heater, put it on a timer or switch to a gas, tankless or electric water heater. Other options to go because water is a big power consumer. Make sure you have energy efficient appliances in terms of your air conditioning. Any old appliances are replaced and maintained. Because if the old they're not obtained, they burn more power. Also, when you leave room, turn everything in the room off. Unplugged devices are not being used. And make sure to check your windows well, too. If you're running air condition, make sure your doors and windows are all sealed properly. The newer hurricane-proof ones are better sealed windows than the older school ones. And also, do you have new devices that you can put in your breaker panel, like a show on your phone? What's your consumption? So you can look at it, physically look at it, and see and get a better understanding of where you're wasting power or using power that's not being used in the home effectively. Also, contact us, Cartwright Electrical Services and Contracting. If you need solar is the way to go right now. Because you have all the sun all day making all the seat, you might as well use it to make some power and use it in your home and keep cool. So you might have solar, and also there's a lot of big popular in the solar LED lights that you put outside property for security reasons as well too. And they're pretty popular along with all the new LED fixtures. If you're doing a home for a new home, we help assist in that as well too. Renovation, maintenance, and repairs as well. If you build a new home, you might as well build it green and energy efficient. From your switches, you get occupancy sensors, so once you leave the room, it turns everything off for you. You don't have to worry about it. And these are just a number of ways you can save over time.
Wow. There's so many different ways that you can really save. And I think for the new homeowners and home buyers, it's going to be important from now on, especially because we're in a cycle of heat. I don't think it's going to change because I think the climate is always changing. But we're in a really hot cycle right now, and people are going to want to know how to make their homes a lot more efficient and, just beat this overall cost. So 376-7449, that's your number. And that's Cartwright.elect, ELEC@gmail.com, if you want to reach out to us with that. And you can start simple with just an energy audit to see what you're in it. You can WhatsApp at that number as well, 376-7449, to get more information on that.
And people are paying what they're saying is a mortgage.
And people, a question though, Victor, because this came up, I saw this online, saying, you're talking about the big air units that do the entire floor. Better to leave that on all day at a low temperature or to come home and turn that back on?
It's more efficient to have them set on all day, like 78 degrees, so the condenser doesn't work as hard. But if you leave the home, you can put it up by a couple of degrees, like 2 degrees higher. But when you come back, you should put it back down to a comfortable temperature for you. It ain't no sense running that power if it ain't comfortable. But for little ductless units, you can turn them off if you leave the room, because they don't take long to cool up the room. The central air unit for the whole house would take much longer time and use a lot more power and the time to cool the space. But if it's a big home with central air, you might as well leave it on at a comfortable temperature when you're in the home. And if you leave, just have it adjust by 2 degrees. With these new thermostats, you can program them. So when you leave your house, it can just do it automatically, and you just set it and go.
Oh, I hope you all got that. So basically, it's different depending on the air conditioning unit that you have. So if you've got the big, central air with all the ducts and stuff, you're going to leave that on at 78 during the day. And then when you come home, you're going to adjust that for the temperature. And so if you have little ductless units, you're going to cut those off because they don't take as much energy to kind of really start back up. Right. And just turn it on. And then which one save more money if you're running that big unit all the time, or if you're saving if you...
The ductless will save more money because you're only cooling a small space. The high cell level in those burn a lot less power than the central units. You're talking about 50 amps compared to 20 amps for one instant in time in use. So those save a lot more money. That's why most central units will be replaced by 3 ductless units. They create the same power level, but one unit is way more savings than the one big old central unit.
Era of having those big units where you know, have the whole house cooled. I mean, it's pretty efficient. But I guess if you're thinking cost-wise, you're going to go with smaller ductless units per room. And you're saying you would probably save more money than having to run those bigger units all day like that. So that's kind of interesting that it goes into, you know, because we want to stay cool. I wish I could just take the AC with me as I walk outside, as I go to different places. You know, that's what I would do if I could. And I basically stay in AC for a long time, but like moving in between places, I really do feel that heat and the temperature it's really hot. I feel, you know, it's more than Trini heat. I don't know, because Trinidad is on the equator. You don't expect us to be hot like that, but we're really, really hot here this summer. And so I hope everybody really got a chance to get some of those tips in there. Just to kind of wrap it up, I'm just going to end it. So I want to thank you, Victor, for coming in and sharing those tips with us. And I'll just give your number one more time, 376-7449. It's going to be the best way to reach out. And you can WhatsApp that number as well. And that's Cartwright's Contracting Electrical Services. And you can find them also on Facebook as well. So thank you, Victor, for coming out and sharing those tips with us. Say goodnight to everybody. Yeah, good night. But just to end off on where we kind of started with, I was looking for the CDC tips that I kind of had. So just kind of ending off with some of these summer tips. So we hope you enjoyed the show, but you want to move more and sit less. So get at least 150 minutes of aerobic activity, even though it's summer, because you have a lot of time and you want to get out there. You want to wear your sunscreen and your insect repellent. And you want to keep cool in these extreme heat temperatures. And you want to do that by using your fan, your AC. I saw an interesting thing that if you don't have an air conditioning, you just have a fan, they say you put like a bowl of ice and that will make the air cool. So if you want to do it yourself AC, that's the way to go. You want to stay hydrated. You want to stay informed about the temperatures and what's going on with the weather. Very, very important. We've had a few weather warnings over the last few weeks. You want to eat healthy, lots of fruits and vegetables during the summer, so healthy meals. You want to choose your drinks wisely, so you want to drink lots of water. Stay away from the sugary drinks to reduce your calories. You want to cut down on your caffeine and your tobacco use during the summer. And another last one that I saw is, you know, cut down the electronics and the computers, you know, stop using using the oven as much, because that makes the place really hot. I was cooking the other day and I didn't have the AC on and it was hot in the kitchen. So these are kind of things that you can do to just keep your house a lot cooler. So be safe out there in this summer heat. Be vigilant. Listen to the reports and, you know, keep cool. And I'll see you next week on The Doctor's Zen with me, Dr. Jinotha Cartwright. Thank you for joining us tonight. And see you next week, Tuesday, on Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.